If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio.
It is.
On the More Like Radio Network. Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And it's only two of us tonight, boys.
Yep.
It's only two of us tonight because Bronx Johnny, I think he said he got shot in the shoulder. That's what
Whatever.
I could...
It sounds like a bitch. That's not like a fucking real wound.
He started texting me in Spanish before we had to record. And I was like, I think I recognize the word shoulder, and if it's in Spanish, I'm going to guess he's putting some sort of code so the cops can't figure it out. Because I heard NYPD don't know how to speak Spanish. That's a big problem with them to trying to become part of the community. So, no Johnny tonight. That's okay. It's me and Chris. We're flying. We can't say solo. We're just flying together. I'm like a...
We're like the Wright brothers. Podcasting.
I'm like a German who's really depressed with bad eyesight, and you're like another German airplane pilot, and you're going out to go piss, and I'm going to lock the door, and I'm going to crash this podcast into the Alps, killing all the listeners and you as you're trying to crack open the door to the studio to get in to make me not kill everyone.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Perfect. You know, I've been to Germany twice, but just the airport, Frankfurt, just the layover.
Did you have a hot dog while you were there?
No, but I believe I had some pretzel bread.
Should have gotten a Frankfurter in Frankfurt in the airport. I'd imagine they have them.
Airport's a giant pain in the ass. It takes forever to get your connecting flight. And a lot of the flights there, you have to get off, like, you know, as a lot of times you just, you know, go from the airport onto that.
Wait, you're saying something in Germany isn't efficient? I find that hard to believe.
Dude, it isn't efficient because you have to go onto the tarmac and jump on a bus, and the bus takes you to your plane, and then you're walking on the tarmac upstairs into the flight. Pain in the ass.
That sounds like a pain in the ass.
But I think Frankfurt's like one of the most flown to airports in the world. It's like Frankfurt and O'Hare and LAX and LaGuardia. No, JFK rather.
Yeah.
Because it's just like it's a point where, you know,
where people get off one plane and get on another plane to
exactly.
go somewhere else.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Exactly. You took my thoughts and put them into words and made everyone understand them.
Gotcha.
It's High Society Radio. And go to patreon.com/High Society Radio to get some, to donate some cash to the podcast. And then we're going to throw a baller ass party everyone's invited to.
Yeah, you could have heard the Chris and Johnny WrestleMania pre-show if you were a Patreon subscriber.
Really? That's the only way you could have heard the WrestleMania pre-show?
It's the only place to find it.
So there's exclusive shit that, as a listener to High Society Radio, you can get more of
exactly.
if you just donate to the Patreon account.
We also have High Society Radio, The Lost Tapes. It's up to volume 3, I believe.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I haven't even listened to those. I can't wait.
I mean, you were there when we recorded them.
I can't possibly have been there. No, you're lying. I was there.
You were.
No. There's a Patreon. Someone actually up their Patreon.
Yep, from $1 to $2. Doubled it up. Doubled down, son. Big ups to Hard Fisker.
Hard Fisker?
Hard underscore Fisker.
You're a good man. You're going to get another one of these. So he was so happy with the podcast. And so happy.
How could he not be?
So happy with his donation to patreon.com/highsocietyradio that he decided that he would give more money. I love him. Hard Fisker, you're number one in my heart. Actually, number two. Number one is Go Pack Joe. Go Pack Joe on Twitter. You're a sweet, wonderful man, and you've kept me flushing cigarettes for so long now, I'll never be able to repay you back.
We shouldn't choose favorites of the Patreon.
Go Pack Joe's my favorite until someone else steps up like Go Pack Joe did.
It's like children, though.
And as of right now, Go Pack Joe will be the favorite forever. There's nothing that man hasn't done for me.
He blew you that one time?
I love you, Go Pack Joe. No. It's platonic. It's totally 100% platonic. You know what? Go Pack Joe, you get this. Just because you're you. All right, so you did a WrestleMania pre-show at Bronx Johnny.
Yep.
Now, did you guys, what happened on the pre-show? Just give people a taste, like, because I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I'm not a paid, I haven't donated to the show yet, so I don't even have access to it.
You don't.
I haven't gone to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. Maybe I'll do that later this evening.
Well, actually, Johnny made himself look a lot better because he made some wild predictions for the Royal Rumble.
What were some of the predictions? Just give me some of the predictions.
For the Royal Rumble? He said both Dudley Boys would be there. Rob Van Dam was coming out. He just started calling mad ECW wrestlers that weren't even there.
Okay, but what about WrestleMania?
WrestleMania, he did call a cash in. Seth Rollins cashed in.
Wow, so we actually got that right.
Kind of, because he did say Roman Reigns was going to win the match and then Seth Rollins was going to cash in on Roman Reigns, which isn't what happened.
But Seth Rollins did cash in.
But Roman Reigns has never been champion.
And he pinned Roman Reigns. And I guess
he did.
It became a three-way dance, as they say.
A menage a trois.
So is there controversy in the wrestling world that Seth Rollins really didn't really win?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, Seth Rollins looks like the fucking man right now because he innovated a new way to use the Money in the Bank. He didn't have to pin Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was, yeah.
I mean, I watch wrestling twice a year. I watch the Royal Rumble and I watch WrestleMania.
Well, I mean, those are the big ones.
And from what I could tell, I guess Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt are the future of the company.
Yeah. Wyatt lost, though. Your boy.
I read something.
You guys look alike? You get drunk in the swamp together on moonshine? You drive fan boats?
I hang out with scarecrows.
Exactly.
I read something that Bray Wyatt in his last 50 matches, could you give a guess as to what Bray Wyatt's record is?
His win percentage?
No, just his record. Out of 50 matches, wins, losses.
I'm going to go 40 losses, 10 wins.
Super close. He's 8-42.
Really? And all those 8 were against Dean Ambrose, right? The 8 wins?
I have no idea. I don't watch it.
Dean Ambrose is the dude also. He's the PG Stone Cold. That's what they call him on the internet.
Okay, first of all, I've seen this Dean Ambrose once. I guess I saw him at Royal Rumble maybe this year. He looks like an out-of-work trucker. Like, I don't like wrestlers who wrestle in jeans. I just don't. Anyone who wears jeans.
Stone Cold wore jean shorts.
That's different, jean shorts. Dean Ambrose wears just
What about the Hardy Boys? They wore UFOs and Jankos.
Those aren't jeans, bruh. I'm talking about jeans. I'm talking about just fucking Levi's. I don't like wrestlers. It throws me off. It's like, that's totally impractical, Dean Ambrose.
What if they're jeggings and you just don't know?
I could tell the difference. I could definitely tell. Kokomo Joe, a former intern of the Ron and Fez show and current producer for Bust the Halo show at Sirius XM, he was wearing jeggings once, and I could definitely tell those weren't actually jeans.
Why was he wearing jeggings? These fucking young kids, what do they think? He was wearing jeggings to work?
Yeah, well, let's make sure we're both talking about the right thing. Jeggings are like they look like jeans, but they're basically leggings. They're like a super elastic.
They're
jeans.
Leggings that look kind of like jeans. Yeah, like they're not. They look more like leggings than they look like jeans.
Yeah, he was wearing jeggings. Is that the right?
Yeah, that's right.
He's wearing jeggings.
That's pretty creepy.
And I was like, "What are you wearing?" He's like, "Yo, bro, these are really comfortable jeans." I'm like, no, those are jeggings, Joe. All right, you're not gonna pull one on me. You're not gonna pull a fast one on me. What'd you think of a WCW versus NWO?
You mean WWE versus WCW?
Whatever. I haven't watched in a while, okay?
All right.
I was watching. I was like, Jesus Christ, these guys. I mean, because they are.
Yeah, the NWO was not moving too swiftly. If you noticed, DX ran out there. Too sweet.
No, even DX. I mean, New Age Outlaws look pretty beat up.
I mean, they're old. They've both had serious drug problems.
Really? Both of them?
Yeah, they admitted it.
They both had Shawn Michaels. That Shawn Michaels super kick was out of nowhere, though. I was pretty excited.
Shawn Michaels looks the best out of all of them outside of Triple H.
Well, that's that Jesus power that he has.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. Jesus does keep you young. Yeah. So what kind of drug problem did they have? Pills?
Yeah, I'd imagine. Pills and coke. Some fucking amalgamation of the two.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're on your pills, you want to get some coke. If you're on some coke, you want to get some pills.
Yeah, speedball, dog.
Ow! Modern day speedball, brah. Yeah, so that was just, I was watching it, and I was just, I mean, Sting doesn't look that bad, though. He looks like he's held up somewhat.
I mean, yeah, considering, I mean, how old is Sting? Hold on, let me check it out.
I'm going to guess Sting's 49.
I think he's probably older than that. Has he been wrestling since the 70s?
That I have no idea.
56.
Sting's 56 years old.
Yeah.
Jesus, he looks good for a 56-year-old.
Yeah, definitely. When did he start wrestling?
I mean, he's pretty attractive.
Started wrestling in 85.
Wow, yeah.
He kind of looks like Helen Mad Murdoch from the A-Team.
I don't even remember who the hell that is. Dude, I'm lost. All I know is the black guy.
Mr. T?
Mr. T, that's
B.A. Baracus?
That's the name I was looking for.
Come on, all right, look. Here, this is Howling Mad Murdoch.
Yeah.
And this is Sting. They look exactly the same.
They look somewhat, but I always found Tropic Thunder to be more like a modern-day, better A-Team.
Okay. So that doesn't take away the part that...
No, because Sting was on Tropic Thunder. Is that Thunder in Paradise. That's what I'm thinking of. Thunder in Paradise. Excuse me.
Isn't that just Knight Rider with a boat?
Yeah, and Hulk Hogan and Sting.
That's true.
Which makes it so much better. I love it. Yeah, so, I mean, was there any other highlights to WrestleMania?
That's the thing, is I think the Triple H-Sting match was, like, the most entertaining thing just because all the dudes came out. And then, like, I don't know, the ending. Yeah, that's it. The John Cena-Rusev thing pissed me off.
Why?
Even though Rusev came out in a tank.
Why'd it piss you off?
I don't know. I wanted Rusev to win. I also wanted Bray Wyatt to win.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess Bray Wyatt just doesn't need to win. He's just, like, a weird jobber at this point.
No, I feel like he should have won, though. Like you just said. You said he's the future of wrestling, right? How many matches does Taker have left in him? One? Maybe? Against Sting next year?
I'm just happy that the streak is back alive. That's what I can't wait for.
No, they should have just had him lose 22 matches in a row.
Oh, God.
Make his losing streak longer than his winning streak.
Dude, how depressing that would be? It's like, looks like it's 2037.
Looks like Brock Lesnar just knocked over the Undertaker's wheelchair.
We're now having WrestleMania in a post-apocalyptic society. Don't worry, it's still going on. Good God.
Yeah, what is it? Beef with Cheese is going to knock him over in the fucking WrestleMania 70 or whatever.
Well, that's the dude.
Big Beef and Cheese.
From Idiocracy?
Yeah.
That guy's great. You know, that I believe that that guy is the third Wilson brother. Plays Beef Macaroni Cheese, whatever that dude's name was. The blonde-haired guy driving the monster truck at the end of Idiocracy. The third Wilson brother also played the Dick older brother in Bottle Rocket. And the gym teacher in Rushmore. There's a bunch of fun facts about that third Wilson brother. Future Man. And we're talking about Future Man from Bottle Rocket. Which is one of the coolest names ever for any movie character. Almost as cool as Marcellus Wallace. If I were a kid, I'd definitely call him Marcellus.
Marcellus Stanley?
You could throw like a Mark if you, but I would never call him Mark. I'd be like, Marcellus, get in here. And I would never let him watch Pulp Fiction. But the weird thing is, like, my girlfriend tutors high school kids to get into college. And I asked her the other day, do they know what Pulp, I don't know why, they know what Pulp Fiction is? And she said a lot of the kids don't know what Pulp Fiction is.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Does it? It's like the best movie of a decade.
But she tutors like 14-year-olds, right?
No, like juniors in high school.
It seems like it seems like Pulp Fiction should be like
kids born in the late 90s.
It should be like a what year did Pulp Fiction come out?
94.
So yeah, it seems like all right. Like Scarface came out the year we were born, 83. So it seems like the kind of thing that they should know.
Yeah, because exactly. Because I've saw Scarface on like
channel. Well, that's the thing. There's no Channel 11. It's all on demand.
You're right, dude. Isn't that weird?
I used to look forward to, like, Scarface, they showed over two nights, and they showed it at midnight because it was too violent, and they would show a little bit more violence than they would normally do in the daytime. I used to look forward to that every year. I got very hyped for it.
And what else was another big, like, Sunday afternoon movie or, like, a TV movie?
Spaceballs?
Spaceballs is big, and that the version of The Godfather where it was in chronological order.
That was a TBS thing when they did that.
No, dude, that was on regular television.
Really?
I remember it vividly.
You know, 11, the thing that's like 12 hours long?
Here in New York, yeah. Here in New York City, it was like the Sunday afternoon movie, and it would start like at noon and end at like 5.
I always thought that was a really cool concept that they fucking did that. Because then you could just watch the cool stuff with Robert De Niro in the beginning, and then, you know, you don't really have to watch the end. That's the dopest part.
That's definitely not the dopest part. You don't like seeing Michael fucking kill everyone?
Yeah, that's dope too, but I just love the part where he's climbing over the roofs, and they, I like the stuff with young Vito Corleone.
But you're right, though, with everything is now on demand, so I wonder if it's harder to discover things.
I would say it's easier to watch things once you know about them, but it's definitely harder to discover things. I don't know when movies are out because I haven't had cable in years, so I don't watch commercials. So people will tell me, like, you heard about this movie? And I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Like, what movie?
Like, it's hard to say now because I probably don't know about a bunch of movies that you know about. But
what was the movie you didn't know about that someone talked to you about?
Interstellar. I had no idea anything about that movie
really?
Until somebody told me about it and I went to see it. Like until like after a week after it was out. And that was like a massive
you had no idea.
And that was a massive advertising campaign. And I didn't know what it was. I knew it was a movie because there's a billboard like a block from where we're sitting, but there was at the time. But I was like, I know nothing about this movie.
That's
I just saw what is it called, Interstellar, and I'm seeing a farm. I thought it was about remember that dude tried to build a rocket on his farm like 10 years ago?
Yeah,
I thought it was about that dude.
Astronaut farmer, a farmer astronaut with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. No, but there was like actually a dude who tried to do some fucking crazy shit like that, and he got shut down. But oh. I thought it was about that dude.
Man, you are outside. You're almost off the grid. You're like almost off the grid. If it wasn't for this podcast, you'd be off the grid.
I'll tell you some creepy shit about how I'm on the grid. I ordered a Amazon Fire Stick because I got it like cheap, like pre-order, $10.
This is my boomstick. I remember that movie.
But anyway, so I get the Fire Stick. I plug it into
so you plugged a shotgun into your television.
Boom! I'm like Gully or Elvis.
I was an Army of Darkness reference for anyone who missed it. Go ahead.
But anyway, so I plug it in. I turn it on. And it goes, this Fire Stick is registered to Chris. Is this you? And I was like, it was already hooked up to my Amazon account. I was like, oh, that's creepy.
Dude, it's everything is just going to be connected, dude. You know that. You know, it's probably Minority Report was the most accurate description of the future, where you just every ad is modeled towards you. Like, it's all your information. Everyone has their online profile, and that's that.
But it kind of goes to what we're talking about. Like, it's hard to discover things. Like, how do you even get? It's weird. Like, your tastes are going to be molded by just things that are marketed directly to you from the time you're a child. Like, what you like. What do you, you're going to respond to whatever you see, right? So you have to like, I don't know. I feel like movies like Pulp Fiction, you had to seek out. Because 94, we were too young to really go to the theater by yourself. They wouldn't sell you a ticket to that.
Yeah, I didn't see Pulp Fiction until years later when it came out on videotape or whatever. And I think my parents wanted to see it, so I watched it with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's going to be pretty fucking, I guess, because people's parents don't make them watch shit like that anymore. There's not one TV in the house. Like, I saw Heat in the theater because my dad was like, I'm not taking to see you some fucking cartoon while Heat is playing in the next theater over. That's how I saw that movie. But like, that doesn't happen as much anymore because people.
I saw Demon Knight in theaters as a youngster with my grandmother who took me. That was...
Was she hyped?
Looking back on that, awkward. Because there was a lot of random titties in that movie.
That's true. It is like a classic horror movie in that way.
It's classic Billy Zane is what it is. And Jada Pinkett Smith.
That's a dope movie.
It is a dope movie. I should rewatch that. That was... I love Tales from the Crypt. And that was like their first movie. Like,
yeah, Tales from the Crypt was the shit.
Mad breasts in that as well. Oh, here's some. You know, the new season of Trailer Park Boys is out on Netflix.
Oh, it just came out today, right?
Streaming, available. No, it came out last week.
Okay.
I think it was a week from today. Yeah, season nine. And I watched the whole thing, binge watched it, because, you know, trying to stick up with the millennials. I just watch entire seasons of TV shows in one sitting because I don't have life anymore.
Well, you're trying to get your legs to atrophy. I thought that was your goal for the new year.
Exactly. I wash myself with a rag on a selfie stick. Get it?
I get it.
Update it, baby.
It's so postmodern of you.
That modern Seinfeld will start doing modern Simpsons. Oh, wait. The Simpsons are still going on.
Yeah.
And they'll probably make that joke. I don't know if the show's funny anymore, but I'm still laughing at it. This season 9 is... It's very strange.
I thought season 8 was funny.
Season 8 was good.
The hash coins.
Hash coins were very funny. But this new season this new season is very odd. It's very badly acted. And I was laughing at shit, but I was like, I don't think this is good at all. Like, the first, like, 6 seasons of Trailer Park Boys, amazing. A fantastic mockumentary.
I like season 7.
But the real brilliance is in the first 6 seasons. But this last success, the movies were never very good. But season 9, there's a lot of penis, there's a lot of weirdness, and
they're just running out of stuff.
I don't know if they're running out of stuff. They seem to have plenty of ideas, but they're just so bizarre and so weird. And it's just so frankly off the rails that I was watching the next last episode and I just said, "Hold on, is this actually funny or is my brain just fucking fried?" It's such a strange show. And this last season is by far the strangest. By far. Thank God for Netflix, though. They definitely have a bigger budget, that's for sure. Netflix is definitely hitting them off with some sweet cash.
Yeah.
You think there's anything as good as Netflix in streaming content-wise?
I find that I use Hulu Plus more, but that's just because it's current episodes of stuff.
Wow. We just shit in the face of Netflix, bro. Netflix is coming on as a sponsor. You didn't know that, did you?
Why didn't you I mean, this is why we should have a show meeting sometimes. Or you could have just came and watched WrestleMania last night.
What's that?
You could have just came and watched WrestleMania last night. We could have talked about it.
Good point, but I wasn't leaving Queens because I'm a weirdo hermit shut-in.
That's true.
Now Johnny came.
No, he did not.
What?
He didn't come.
I thought you guys recorded a pre-show.
I did it over the phone with him because he didn't want to leave the Bronx because he's also a crazy hermit weirdo.
But he promised you on this show
twice.
Last week.
Yes, he said
and
he was coming.
And right after the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Whatever, a month
he
or two
he was
ago.
Come through. I had a nice array of finger foods.
You had finger foods?
Plenty. I actually got, specifically because he requested it on this show, chicken fingers. I got a 30-piece chicken fingers from Crown Fried Chicken just for Johnny. And I got ginger ales because he likes ginger ale and hasn't been drinking lately.
You have any of those chicken fingers left?
No, they're gone.
Oh, God damn it. I was hoping that you might have brought some tonight.
Nah, sorry.
Would have liked to have. I'll eat a cold chicken finger. I ain't above that.
I'm just saying. I had a nice spread.
Let me ask you this. You have honey mustard?
Of course I had
honey
mustard.
Oh, what's up?
I think this is. I had cheese and crackers.
You had charcuterie.
Oh, I did. I had fried dumplings and fried wontons.
All right, now we're going international.
I got vegetable pakora from the Pakistani place near my house.
You know,
I got ribs.
Wow, vegetable pakora, that's pretty good. Ribs, too? This is a fucking serious spread,
I had a spread, bro. I got some nice glazed donuts. They were
delicious.
Did you
just eat all the... Were you just there by yourself?
No, it was like 10 people came through to watch WrestleMania.
Oh, wow. That's a straight-up party.
That's what I'm saying.
And Johnny missed it. What a dick.
Yeah, I'm saying.
He missed... He didn't go to WrestleMania. He lied to you and me.
And to the listeners. All like 6 of them.
There's more than 6 listeners. Go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. He lied to them, lied to us, and he just sits at home like a weirdo loser. And then he misses today's show.
Because he got shot in the shoulder?
That's
how'd he get shot? He doesn't leave his house. I know bullets sometimes come through the window in the Bronx, but get down. Jesus Christ. Use your reflexes.
Had it been a stray bullet, I guess his home has very thin walls. That's what I'm guessing. Wow. That sounded like an awesome spread, dude. Do you have like beer and liquor and whatnot?
Of course.
Do you have marijuana cigarettes?
Of course.
All right. Sounds like a hell of a party.
I had 3 strains of weed sitting on the table for motherfuckers with a bowl, papers, whatever you want.
Oh, God.
Whatever you want.
All right.
3 different kinds of whiskey.
Truffle whiskey?
No, I'm not.
You know, I read a story. I think it was an Ad Week.
Mm-hmm.
That venture capitalists are loving investing in alcohol. Like $100 million or something got invested last year.
Venture capitalists are all alcoholics. We know that. Come on.
And, I mean, we're talking about they're investing in liquor companies. They're investing in liquor apps, breathalyzer apps. We need to make the next batch of fucking truffle whiskey.
Well, that's
you
the
saw that. You did you see on Twitter someone was hitting us up with that story about how most liquor, but some liquor companies just buy all their liquor from one distillery.
Small batch distillers. Yeah, they're just buying it. We kind of knew that, but yeah, there's like a couple of big distilleries that you could just buy your blend from. But it still costs. Prototyping is not cheap. That Patreon money's got to get pretty high before we can do some shit like that.
We might have to start a Kickstarter. Or does the patrons need to step up? No, but seriously, you need to make another batch. We need to buy more truffles.
I still have the other ones vacuum sealed. They're still good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're vacuum sealed in my freezer. It's fine.
All right. Take some Patreon money, get some liquor, and let's get next batch out.
We're going to get fucking... So we're basically just going to get drunk.
No, I don't want to get drunk. I want to make a product that tastes good that we can then market and sell.
That's true.
Look.
But it's going to take a lot of money. I mean, you got to realize you got to do market research. You got to do bottling. Bottling's not cheap. Marketing of any kind is not cheap. We need a social media ambassador.
Look, I know all that shit, but let's just focus on making the product first and then worry about everything else. Mm. If we have a good product that tastes good, it stinks of truffle and gets you drunk, then I think everything else could fall into place.
That's true.
Am I not making sense?
No, you're making sense. You're making sense. I just think it's going to be a lot more work than you think it is.
I'm sure it'll be a lot of work. I don't mind working hard. I don't mind working a lot. I don't do much.
But you have time to work hard and do much?
Yes. All I have is time. I think I'm only sleeping 3 hours a night now. So that makes me think faster.
Is that like that episode of Seinfeld when Kramer was only sleeping 20 minutes every 4 hours or something? Is that how you're doing it?
It's more like the Kenny Rogers Roasters episode where there's just a giant red light blasting into my bedroom and it doesn't allow me to sleep.
You need some kava. That's what you need.
I heard about that stuff. You know, that Kenny Rogers Roasters episode was my favorite episode of Seinfeld for a long time. I don't know if it still is, but it's still up there.
Well, the ventriloquist dummy was stalking Jerry. That was a pretty good part.
Well, just went with Jerry acting like Kramer.
Yeah.
As a youngster, I found that very funny. Now it's pretty ridiculous. But it'll always have a warm place. Oh, and also that's when Elaine goes to see Peterman, and he's in the Myanmar or Burma. Can't remember which one. But yeah, so venture capitalists, all they have is money, and all they want to do is get drunk. Now, rich people, they like truffles. We've gone over this already. What else do they like? Whiskey.
Well, I think it's more like middle-class people who wish they were rich people like truffles.
Rich people don't like truffles.
Well, everybody likes truffles. They're delicious. I'm just saying. People who are balls to the wall about that truffle life, I think, are middle-class people who want a little taste of the high life.
Then what do the high life people do? They don't eat truffles all the time?
They fuck models on yachts.
Oh, my God. I was outside in the city, speaking of fucking models on yachts, and there was this dude, tall, white dude, slick back hair. He had, like, wraparound Guy Fieri black sunglasses on.
All right.
And he's on... He's on the phone, and he has I'm gonna show my stupidity and low classness here. What are those like little? You know, like when you have someone has a suit on, and there's like a breast pocket, and they have like a little triangle there.
Pocket square, or
is that a pocket square?
Is
that
what it is? Yeah.
Google pocket square. Let me see if this is what the guy was wearing.
Okay.
Because
you're talking about sticking out at the top, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a pocket. It's the guy at pocket square, and he's on the phone. He's being really loud. He's outside a bar. It's the middle of the day, and the guy just says, "Look, bro, I'm going to this party, and there's gonna be nothing but models and millionaires there. You better get a town car, and you better come. It's gonna be Bravo and Discovery Channel. You better come to this party." And I just thought to myself, A, you're the biggest douche in the universe for obviously going into the middle of the street and yelling about millionaire model parties.
Maybe he was just trying to, like, lure in dumb broads.
B, it worked on me because I was, like, I slowed down. And
you were a dumb broad, though. You were just like,
oh, my God, I want to go to Discovery Channel model party. And then I realized this guy's just doing this, and I fell for it. I'm a jerk-off. But seriously, that really annoyed me when I realized what had happened.
What, that he was lying?
Oh, no, I don't think he was lying. I think he was really going to a model millionaire party. But that I got annoyed that I fell for his,
his trying to seem cool in the middle of the street?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying, I saw, like, you ever see, like, the thugged out dudes who are talking at their phone and kind of, like, look like they're spitting a verse? Like, that always makes me laugh, like, out loud in public every time. Because they're just, like, clearly just looking for attention.
I'm, I'm guilty of that. I'm usually spitting verses into my phone most of the time.
Are you? You just.
I just, you know, every morning I wake up and when I'm walking to the train, I just, you know, I bust out a couple bars. I'm like, I gotta get this genius down, otherwise I'm gonna forget. This, I got this album dropping.
But you're not writing it down. You're just saying it so that you remember for later. Because if you write, you're not real. Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. That's what I'm feeling. Oh God. You listen to High Society Radio at HS Radio Show on Twitter. At HS Radio Show on Twitter. Just follow that Twitter account. Tell your friends to follow it. Buy us fake followers. I don't care. Just follow the goddamn Twitter account.
There are more and more Twitter followers lately.
You're more Twitter followers.
That's true. I am.
Did you see this this Scientology documentary, Going Clear?
No, I want to see that though. I don't know about things because I don't have.
But you have HBO Go.
I do. But like,
I didn't know it came out either until on Sunday night. I just went to HBO Go and I was like, oh damn, yo.
Yeah, I'll probably watch that.
Scientology doc. Gotta check that out.
All right, we can talk about it next week. I'll watch it this week. We'll talk about it. It was crazy though.
Not really.
Oh, then maybe I won't watch it.
Are you familiar with Scientology?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you know about Xenu?
I mean, I only know what South Park put out there.
Well, you know as much as the movie tells you.
Oh, really? That's pretty whack. I actually walked into, we may have talked about this on the show before, but I walked into a Church of Scientology once, the one in by Times Square.
Uh-huh.
And this, I was pretty young, and I was like, I don't know anything about, like, you normally, if you go into a church and you walk up to, like, a priest, and you go, yeah, I kind of want to know about what your deal is. You know, a priest will fucking talk to you forever about fucking God and shit and, like, what they're about. You go in the Scientology shit, they just try to get you to buy Dianetics.
Yeah.
It's fucking, like, how could you ever not think it's a scam? You know what I mean? Like, I literally went in there, and they wrote me, like, some triangle, like, increase the love, decrease the, it felt like Patrick Swayze and Donnie Darko. It was like, increase the love, and then you decrease fear and increase communication.
And then did you find a bunch of kiddie porn in the church?
I mean, it was on my phone.
Oh, God. Shouldn't say that, Chris.
Oh, I mean Johnny's phone.
Perfect. The perfect crime. Well, this movie pretty much tells you everything you were... I mean, if you've read anything about Scientology, if you've had even more of a passing interest in Scientology,
mm-hmm.
and they have, you know, they have interviews with some people who got out and basically saying that, you know, people have been... high-ranking members have been abused by that guy, Miskovich, who's like the head dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who basically took power from the church after Ron Hubbard died in like the 80s. But the weird thing is, the thing that really confused me after watching it was, so they have like all these like David Miskovich is number two and is like number three, like the highest ranking Scientology people in the entire church. And he's just bitching them out and making them work for basically free, like 40 cents an hour or something. And then it says the church has $1.5 billion in assets. And that's just part of the church. It's like there's like 30.
But the Catholic Church has like way more than that.
Yeah, yeah. But hold on. But so it's like 30 different parts of the church. And the two biggest parts of the church have about $1.5 billion in assets. So that's not even counting the rest of the church. Then the documentary says there's 50,000 people in the church. They have 50,000 active members.
Wow.
That's it.
That's it.
And they have let's round it out to say $2 billion.
We can do 1.5, right? So
it doesn't make sense who's access to this money outside of this David Miskovich dude, who's the head dude in charge. If all the high-ranking officers, like in the movie... In the documentary, all the high-ranking officers are, like, being bitched out and treated like shit until they eventually get fed up and leave.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like anyone actually benefits from the Scientology organization. Can one guy just have access to all this cash? The documentary didn't seem to go into enough. And apparently everyone's freaking out over the doc, and Scientology was creating Twitter accounts and, like, smear campaigns about it. It was very odd. It's very, very weird.
It came on BCAT once. There was like a Scientology sponsored.
BCAT is
Brooklyn Community Access Television.
Community. What is it called?
Community Access, Cable Access Television.
Yeah, Cable Access in Brooklyn.
So I would imagine they did this on a bunch of channels or wherever you can buy airtime, but it was an anti-psychology documentary that Scientology put out about
Hate psychology.
Yeah, like, you know, back in the day, psychologists used to like tie up mongoloids or whatever and beat them and shit. You know, like crazy, like. you know, medieval shit that people used to do under the terms psychology or...
Yeah, these psychiatry and like mental institutions were horrible.
Yeah. So if you... it was one of the creepiest things. It was, like, scary. It, like, gave me, like, a chill. You know what I mean? Like, it had, like, very creepy drawings. Of just I don't know, man. They got a sick propaganda machine going. That's where that fucking billions of dollars goes.
They own a lot of property, too, all over the world. And they have a shitload of lawyers. Like, I guess the one interesting thing in the doc, it showed how they were able to become a church, recognized by a church, by the IRS. It's basically they launched a smear campaign against random people within the IRS, like regular dudes, the head guys, and they launched like 2,400 lawsuits against the IRS all at the same time. And they had PIs like on the asses of anyone who was in the IRS.
And somebody just put it through eventually because they didn't want to be
the head of the IRS. Was this is what they said in the movie, in the documentary. That eventually, they were like, all right, well, so if we make this go away, if, you know, we give you guys tax exempt status, you make all these lawsuits go away. And it was like, absolutely. And then, like, I guess in 93, they were able to get tax exempt status. Huh. And they were recognized as a true church or religion or whatever. Probably the best part of it is when they show, like, the Scientology galas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Each one, there's just a big ass picture of L. Ron Hubbard to the right of the stage or the left of the stage, and everyone just talks to and fucking salutes this picture. It's so weird.
So it's North Korea-esque?
I guess. It's just so bizarre. I guess no more bizarre than, wait, in Catholic Church, do we like stare at the cross? And
not really. It's right? There.
Yeah, it's there.
You don't salute it. But I guess making the sign of the cross over your head.
Yeah.
Easter's coming up. We should probably know this stuff.
Easter's coming up this Sunday, bro.
Yeah, this show goes up Good Friday.
Are we going to...
Although it wasn't a Good Friday for Jesus, you know what I'm saying?
I get it. Yeah. Are we going to have our traditional Sunday Easter brunch?
Are we going to do that?
We do it every year, don't we?
That's true.
I'm lying. Why are you agreeing with me?
Because, I don't know. I'm supposed to support your lies. Isn't that what friends do? I mean, God would know we're lying, but nobody else listening to this.
That's right. That's right, baby. You heard me. I always liked Easter as a kid for whatever. I guess because there was candy. It's mostly candy, right, for Easter?
Yeah.
Easter Bunny's pretty weird, though.
That's the whole thing. It's like a bunny and fucking candy you don't see the rest of the year. Fucking Cadbury some eggs.
Cadbury eggs are delicious.
I mean, I know you love a good egg salad sandwich as well.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's where your love of egg salad sandwiches comes from, Easter back in the day. Wow, what else do you do with all those fucking hard-boiled eggs?
It's all coming together.
Nobody fucking would ever like egg salad if it wasn't for fucking Jesus.
You're making a lot of good points tonight, Chris.
Well, I'm a fucking genius.
You're making all the sense in the world.
That's true.
Like a true baller.
So, all right, you know how we often talk about how you have ideas and then people do it?
Yeah, because of my unambitiousness, laziness, and overall
exactly.
Stupidity.
Somebody made a Settlers of Catan Williamsburg edition.
God damn it.
Well, it's actually just a parody video, but how long before the game exists? Because you wanted to make Gentrification Trail, which is Oregon Trail, but for Gentrify.
Yeah. I wanted to make an app.
See, maybe a board game would have been smarter, but I don't know how to play Settlers of Catan.
I don't know. I don't know how to play either, but I'm sure it isn't brain science. Is that the right word?
Rocket science, brain surgery. Are the two things that are...
It's like rocket surgery.
Okay.
I'm sure it isn't rocket surgery to figure out how to play Settlers of Catan.
That's true.
I'm the smartest man alive.
You come out with a lot of good ideas.
Just got to...
It's the action.
Implement them.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I still think truffle whiskey is the best one. I think that's the one that's most doable.
It seemed like it would be cheaper to make a board game than to market whiskey. Like, what was it? Cards Against Humanity made fucking cake.
You know, They're doing a Brooklyn Hipster Edition for Cards Against Humanity.
Really?
There's a Kickstarter for it.
Ugh.
Oh. Yeah, this Kickstarter seems to be a great way to make a lot of money.
Well, it's also good market research.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because you're proving that there's a demand for your product because if you get a lot of donations.
The only Kickstarter thing I wanted to buy was the Ultimate Butter Knife. Did you ever see that?
No.
Look Kickstarter, Ultimate Butter Knife. This is like from a year ago, maybe even two. I don't know. But it's sold out, and they're not making it anymore. I don't even think they shipped their original goddamn order. But look at this butter knife. It's amazing.
The stupendous splendiferous butter up?
The stupendous splendiferous butter.
Oh, that looks amazing.
Look at this video. Look at the video. Scroll down for the video, dude.
I'm on it. I'm on it. Relax.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to get crazy.
The video is down now.
All right, search like YouTube for just copy and paste the splendiferous, stupendous. What's it called? Butter up.
Yeah,
it's amazing. This butter knife blew my mind when I saw it. I was like, why aren't these guys billionaires right now? There shouldn't be another. There should be no other reason to use a butter knife.
There you go. I found
there should
video.
No other way. There should be. I can't talk tonight. I apologize to all the listeners.
Yeah, the video doesn't seem to be up anywhere anymore. There's some. There's a review of it.
Go to YouTube.com.
I'm on Google Video, which is basically YouTube.
No, it's not. It's different.
Okay.
It's like a butter knife with a bunch of like little holes in the bottom.
Yeah, it basically is a cheese grater for butter.
It's amazing, dude.
It's pretty good. You're not gonna fucking put a hole in your toast anymore. That is a pretty good idea.
It's brilliant. Okay. Right. It's fucking. I mean, it's as brilliant an idea as truffle whiskey, all right? I'll give those guys the props.
They probably could get a... It's also patentable, too.
Yeah.
It seems like a kind of thing, like, why wouldn't you sell it? Like, it seems like something you can license. I don't know why this wouldn't exist everywhere. I should be able to buy a cheap Chinese version in a 99-cent store right now.
I know. But we can't. These guys aren't even out. I'm pretty sure that... Because I remember, like, a few months ago, I looked, hey, whatever happened to that butter knife? I really want that. It's only, like, $15 or something, maybe even $10. I don't know.
It says that the project launched in 2014.
Yeah, it launched, but no one's gotten their goddamn butter knife yet.
Cocksuckers.
I'm sure they just took the money and ran. Just like the Steve Miller song. Just in past tense.
Yeah, just the Kickstarter stuff. They never said anything. There's no follow-up on this.
I guess I'll just buy that money gun from Kickstarter then.
That would have been good. There was an idea you had that you wanted to Kickstarter. Well, I wanted to Kickstarter that we never did, but now somebody's kind of like doing a vague version of it. Remember when you wanted to do a Google Glass app that just smacks dicks on people's foreheads?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so now somebody's just taking, like, you take your competitor, like, let's say we didn't like a podcast,
yeah,
and you can turn their logo into a dick.
Oh, are there examples of it?
Yeah, look, here's a couple.
Oh, that's pretty good. The NFL is just big dicks all everywhere.
Exactly.
eBay, dicks, Comcast, dick.
So you could just, so this isn't as good, but they're charging $30. We were just going to give the app away for free and make money on ads. I think it's a good, there's money in cock right now.
You know, it's a good thing we didn't do that because I don't think Google Glass is ever going to catch on.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, if it didn't catch on by now, it ain't going to happen.
Everybody was saying it was the future and I was saying it's stupid and then everybody called me a dick.
Well, you are a dick.
I mean, meaning you and Johnny were both like, it's the future of technology. People say the same thing about phones. And I was like, it doesn't really do anything new.
What if it puts dicks on things?
See, that's the thing, is we should have launched that app. It could have saved Google Glass. How funny would it be if you were just talking to somebody and they had a dick growing out of their head?
That'd be great.
That'd be way better than a standard conversation.
One day we'll get that app made. I was reading BuzzFeed last week, I think. Yeah, last week. And they have like a sex Q&A section.
Okay.
I guess one of their writers will take sex questions and answer them. Pretty standard stuff.
Okay.
And then one of the questions was, is it safe to pee inside my wife? I've never thought of that.
Is it?
In
her mouth or her vag?
What's great was this dude's wife was pregnant as well.
That's clearly not safe.
Yeah, they said the piss could, though sterile, could pass along diseases. But I found the weirdest part of that whole story was, they were 23 years old and married and having a kid.
Well, I mean, that's why they got to do...
That seems a little early.
That's why they're doing weird shit like pissing into each other. They've gotten beyond the pissing on each other. They're like, you know, how can we take our relationship to the next level? We're already fucking married with a kid on the way. Oh, I know. I've already pissed on your face. Let me piss in your fucking box.
That's so weird, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess whatever gets you off, but just to pee inside?
I don't know. It feels good to, like, leave it in and jizz. I'd imagine, like, leaving it in, jizzing, and then waiting a little while. You know how you have to pee, like, a little while after you fuck?
Yeah.
Like, if you just leave it in the whole time and then pee, it might be, like, double goodness.
I don't know, man.
But then it would mix with your jizz. I don't know if you want your jizz mixed with
your
piss.
And then your sheets are just covered in urine and jizz. I can take. I don't
mean,
mind.
Your sheets are covered in urine and jizz.
Oh, no. I don't mind the jizz part. I mean, you know, that's whatever. But the urine, I don't
know,
Chris.
And I like the taste.
Oh, God. I don't need to know about you like that. We're friends and all, but.
That's true.
Don't need to know about pee-pee. Oh, boy. I like that, though, for BuzzFeed. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. So what we learned today, you have to watch the Scientology doc, or maybe not, since I pretty much told you everything you need to know.
Yeah, Triple H is the king of kings. We learned that.
That's a weird title, huh?
Yeah, right?
That's like Jesus shit.
That's what I'm saying. And WrestleMania is dangerously close to Easter this year. Blasphemously close, if you would.
It should have been on Easter, to be totally honest.
They got to get those buy rates up, dog. Stock raising.
I read that. Oh yeah, did you dump your WWE stock?
I didn't. Actually, I haven't checked it yet today.
Oh no,
I could be.
It's down.
Is it?
It's down like 20%.
Oh no. Oh, it's not that bad. I'm still way up. I'm still way ahead of the game.
When did you buy that?
I bought this one at 10 when it dropped really far, and I think it'll go back up.
Well, they just said that it was biggest. I think a record buy rate and 1.3 million subscribers they have now.
That's good.
That's like, it should shoot the stock way up, to be totally honest.
Well, I mean, is the NASDAQ down today? Because that is part of it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about stock.
Okay.
Livestock I know more about than
most
stock.
Most of the NASDAQ is up, so that is actually pretty bad. Closed at a record high.
I thought you were the fucking stock master of this show. You're the financial advisor of this show.
Well, I mean, I know more about stocks than you and Johnny.
I want you to. How much should I invest in this butter knife thing? Is it too late for me to get into the butter knife?
It seems
like
you should just try to buy the patent and license it out.
Damn it, I want that. I just pull up the it's called the Stupendous Splendiferous Butter Up. I just look at it, I'm like, I wish I could be buttering toast right now with that butter knife.
Now, is it safe to butter the inside of your wife?
Truffle butter.
You know about truffle butter?
Oh, I know about truffle butter.
I'm just saying, we tying it all together. It's all coming together for us.
I think so.
There's a dick service. There's a butter knife, truffle butter. Everybody likes to take it out of the butt, put it in the pussy. You know what I mean? We're bringing it all together.
That's welcoming yeast infections, or at least IUDs.
They came out with a new Natural Harvest cookbook. It was mostly about yogurts. Because remember, Natural Harvest was the cum cookbook.
Oh yeah.
But they came out with a second volume, and it's about vag juices. And using the enzymes in it to make yogurts and stuff.
I thought yogurt's supposed to be like good for the vagina because it has culture in it.
That's what I'm saying. You take the cultures from the vagina and you make yogurt with it or sourdough bread or something.
I like sourdough bread.
That's
what
I'm saying.
I like yogurt too.
And pussy. Don't you like pussy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
There you go, pal.
Mm-mm-mm.
So there was something. Remember we teased a few weeks ago something that David Chang said, the guy who runs Momofuku?
Yeah, what did he say? Because I forget.
He said that the internet is making all food look the same. Like every new, like he likened it to his ramen spot, Momofuku Noodle Bar. He said like basically all these ramen spots around the world are serving the same exact four varieties of ramen when there's dozens, because that's what you're supposed to have and that's what people know is supposed to exist at a ramen bar.
So what David Chang is saying is not only is food like mid-range food, like let's say Applebee's, Outback Steakhouse, mm-hmm. Chili's, the same everywhere, but now even high-end food.
Well, higher end. Like what's supposed to be interesting is now, what's that called? Becoming more homogenous because of the internet.
Okay, you're a chef. You're a fucking smart guy. What do you think then could be unique? What could be a movement that...
Well, that's the thing. Once something becomes a movement, it gets copied over and over again. Like David Chang's, like I've made the point on this show before. David Chang's pork buns, right? The steamed pork buns.
Hell yeah.
Those got, for a while, you know, and then after that it was meatball sliders or whatever. But for a while, those were just copied by everyone. They were doing duck ones, this and that. And it was just like kind of introducing this ethnic food to white people who had never seen it before. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm white.
There you go. You are a cracker. So that's what I'm saying. But then it all becomes, this is what a pork bun is supposed to be. Now, you can do anything you want with it, but then people go, this isn't authentic. But it can be whatever you want. You're supposed to be innovating. You know what I mean? But because this is because people hear about what David Chang's doing in New York, this is what they think it's supposed to look like in Nebraska or whatever. You know what I mean?
That's making a lot of sense.
I think it's like it's like you said a while ago with the brioche buns on hamburgers.
Boo.
And you're getting sick of these $14 hamburgers.
Boo.
That just claim to be grass-fed. And you can get, like, you know, like Angus beef is all grass-fed or whatever, but it's still, like, manufactured. They're just feeding them grass instead of fucking corn. You know what I mean? But they can still call it grass-fed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, yeah, the brioche bun, which I know you hate.
Not a fan of the brioche bun. I think it's overused. What happens with a nice sesame seed bun, huh? That's what's up.
You can put sesame seeds on a brioche bun.
Yeah, then I don't want that, dude. Okay? I don't want the goddamn brioche bread. I'm just being honest.
It's sweet and delicious.
Ugh.
But there was one other thing that I thought was great. Because, you know, like, yeah, there's these high-end looking foods and stuff. Remember that there were some guys who did, like, a chocolate bar. And all the high-end chocolate people, some Williamsburg guys who just made it look like, you know, like your standard Williamsburg food. It looks like fancy. But all the high-end chocolate people are like, this shit sucks. And they charge like $6 a bar.
So it's a regular run-of-the-mill chocolate bar, but with nice packaging.
Exactly. And they're just getting shitted on all over. It's fucking, it's kind of great. Because, like, there's something about that really annoys me.
I bought a $7 candy bar the other day.
From where?
It was like from like an organic, supermarket or something. It was a bacon and chocolate candy bar.
Okay, but was it good?
It was. I wish I could just live on this candy bar. I had to find the, like, I'm not a big, like, chocolate candy bar guy. I could take them or leave them. But this can, I had to find, I'll find the brand of it. Ridiculously good. Like, crazy good. Bacon and you know,
you've been shitted on bacon because bacon is everywhere.
Exactly. But I'll just search it on Google and see if I can find it.
But yeah, I don't know. I love seeing, I'm trying to find these guys.
This is it. Hold on. Okay. Sorry. It's maple bacon all natural. Well, I'm going to break this shit down right now, dude. I'm going to tell everyone to go fucking eat one of these right now. Oh, no, my shit froze.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I'm going to work it out. I know this is a crazy tangent. I feel crazy right now.
It's very rare that you actually like something, so.
No, yeah, when I do like something, I want everyone to fucking do it. Not unlike a cult leader. Sure. Okay, here it is. It's maple bacon, all natural chocolatier, C-H-U-A-O. It's crisp bacon, delicate maple sweetness, and bonfire smoked sea salt bathed in milk chocolate. Go out and buy this candy bar. It's like $6 or $7, at least in New York, but it's worth every goddamn dollar. It's a big candy bar. Maple bacon, all natural, C-H-U-A-O, chocolatier. Ridiculously tasty. Sorry, Chris. I had to go on that weird tangent. I apologize.
It's all good. We were shitting on the, what's the name of it? I just want to get it out there for the people who want this. It's like the hit, Mast Brothers chocolate. It sucks. Don't eat that one.
I say we go down there and blow those guys till they pass out.
and then what? Steal all their chocolate?
No.
Give it to the homeless?
Just walk out. All right. That's it for us. We're done. We're done for this week. Johnny can go to hell. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bye.